AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden met with Pope Francis at the Vatican and says the pontiff approved him still getting communion, despite resistance from some conservatives. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
After arriving in Vatican City, the president spent 75 minutes privately with the Pope, an unusually long audience, which the president told reporters was wonderful.
Did you say a prayer with the Pope?
He said one for me.
Yeah. What did you pray about?
Peace.
They talked climate change, poverty, the virus pandemic, but not abortion. While some conservatives have called for the president to be denied the sacrament over his support for abortion, he says the Pope told him he should keep receiving communion, adding, "He was happy I'm a good Catholic." Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president is meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron in Rome. Also in Rome, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres challenged the G20 leaders, including President Biden, to try to avoid climate catastrophe.
G20 countries have a particular responsibility to keep the 1.5-degree goal alive, as they represent about 80% of emissions.
Guterres also told leaders to narrow an immoral gap on global vaccine distribution and pandemic recovery aid. A state appeals court says Louisiana's largest health system can't fire or otherwise discipline employees who refuse to get vaccinated against the coronavirus until it's decided whether the mandate is legal. One of the two Republicans on the House committee investigating the Capitol riot, Illinois' Adam Kinzinger, says he's not running for re-election. Merriam-Webster has added 455 new words to its venerable dictionary, including a number of abbreviations and slang terms. Dad bod, am I right? TBH and FTW are now dictionary appropriate. This is AP News. Thousands of New York City employees refuse to get coronavirus shots. Starting Monday, they will be put on unpaid leave.
And that could mean piles of uncollected trash, firehouses shut down, fewer police and ambulances on the street. Police officers, firefighters, garbage collectors, and most other city workers face a 5 p.m. Friday deadline to show proof that they've gotten at least one dose of the COVID vaccine. Workers who don't comply will be put on unpaid leave starting Monday. Sanitation workers appear to be skipping garbage pickups in protest, and the city's police union went to court to try to stop the vaccine requirement. Mayor Bill de Blasio is not backing down. He says if we don't stop COVID, New Yorkers will die. I'm Rita Foley.
The Labor Department says wages and salaries jumped in the 3 months ending in September by the most on records that date back 20 years. Companies are forced to offer higher pay to fill available jobs. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.